Hi, welcome
Go
to UBS. Welcome to
ahead,
UBS.
Pauline. Sorry.
Our Monday night call with Marilyn and Heist this evening.
Oh, yes, I remember now. Isn't that funny? I was waiting to hear from Wynn, but now I realize when this is the one we're not going to hear him. I don't think.
Hey, so
But
at least we
anyway.
know you're here, you guys. Take it away.
Yes.
All right, it is 6 o'clock California time. My name is Gijs Menderhout, and I welcome you all to the Monday night call. Tonight is a different call, a special call. And it is tonight. Let's wait first, because I need to start our own recording. So here goes again.
This conference is being recorded.
All right, and I will also turn off the phone
I already
line.
did. I already
You
did.
did. Thank you very much. So it is when no Monday evening, January the 25th, 2016. I welcome you all to this call. Tonight we have a brand new start of a new kind of call, and we have a special, beautiful, wonderful guest host for tonight, which is our dear Marilyn from Flagstaff. Hello, Marilyn. Are you present with us?
I am. Hello, Heist and everyone. I'm so
Hi,
glad
Marilyn.
You could. Thank
Hi,
you.
Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. Hi, everybody. I'm so glad you all could be here. This is our fourth Monday.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
We're going to call it the fourth Monday for now. And it's a simulated radio show talking with members of our community, sharing ideas and experiences. And so tonight we're going to talk with Heist.
Are you kidding me, Marilyn?
No. There's lots of things I'm sure we all want to know.
All right.
And,
well, thank you for having me as your first, what shall we say, co-host.
Co-host. That's good. That's good. So, Heist, we all know that you have an accent. Could you tell us about how you got it?
I think it is kind of funny to me. You know, I was born in Holland, the Netherlands, and I lived there until I was 26. So definitely my mother language is Dutch. And you know, when I moved to the US of A, I took on the English language, and I'm trying to speak it as good as I can, and it just brings forth the apparent accent.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, it's lovely.
Thank you. But I didn't come up with it, you know what I mean?
Right.
It
so tell us, go ahead.
I said it just happens to be. Also, my in Holland, I lived in the province Zeeland, Zeeland, and where we have our own dialect, so that might also have to do with it.
Oh, it might. It might. Can you say something to us in your native language?
Goede avond. Ik ben blij dat jullie allemaal hier zijn. Good evening. I'm glad you guys are here.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. So how did you end up coming to the U.S.?
I had the opportunity to travel to the United States with two buddies in 1992. They asked me to join them, actually another friend of them who they were going to travel with for 4 weeks with a motorhome. He had to cancel the trip, and they asked me, which I did in the month of November, starting from L.A. to Miami, visiting lots of nature parks. It was just such an awesome trip, and I kind of like, you know, I felt so awesome over here. I fell in love with America, you know, and back home in Holland, it just, you know, kept dragging me from, hey, I want to go there, I want to move there.
Yeah.
So, and then I happened to know somebody who moved from Holland to the States, and she used to be a neighbor girl from me, and she married a flower nursery owner, and I contacted her. I said, "Hey, any idea? Would there be any chance for me to work in the USA, any state, anywhere?" Well, she said, "Just come work for us." So that was easy, and I took the chance, and I moved to the States in 1994.
Ah, well, it sounds like it was meant to be.
Yeah, I'm just very glad to be here, and I'm very glad that my life took this turn, so to speak.
Yeah. Can you tell us about your family?
My, I have a big family back home in Holland. All my brothers and sisters are there. My parents, in the meantime, have passed. I was the second youngest of nine. And they all live close together. They're still. I have good contacts with them. They're all doing well. Over here in the States, I thought I was going to live the wildlife over here, but that's only a couple of months. And I met my my current wife. She became my girlfriend. And in the meantime, we have two beautiful children, Kate and Eddie. Kate is she's turning 15 in 5 days, and Eddie became 13, a teenager, only 2 days ago. They're like 2 years apart and minus 6 days. And Stephanie, she is from the Chicago area where her family's at. And she went to the UCSB in Santa Barbara University, and she just had graduated there. She kept working there for 1 year, and it was the time when I met her.
Ah, well, tell us, how did you meet her? Were you going to school too?
No, I was not. I was working here, and I was renting a room from another Dutch guy who also did the similar work as I did, a mechanic maintenance at the flower nursery, at another nursery. And he was in a relationship with a lady, American lady, who worked at a university in Santa Barbara. And she, on purpose for me, she invited Stephanie to come to a soccer party. It was during the World Cup in 1994, yeah, the same year. It was only a few months after I got here. And so I met her, and we fell in love, and here we are.
Well, tell us about your adventure in Vegas.
All right. Yes, I did tell you about it, right?
That's the best part.
When I moved to the States, I came here as a tourist. I didn't have any visa or anything, so when I moved here, I wasn't sure if I was jumping in the deep water. I wasn't sure if I was going to stay here. But then, you know, I loved it, and here I had my girlfriend, and I loved the job. And but then my boss said, "Hey, it's getting serious. You need to do something on your papers. You need to, go to the Dutch consulate and get your paperwork in order." But then, all right, and we looked at all the issues involved, and Stephanie, she stepped up to me, said, "Hey, do you want to marry me?" Because, you know, once you're married, it's a piece of cake. And I said, "Sure, let's do that." And but then, you know, we knew each other less than a year. Then we actually we met each other on at the 4th of July, and the next year on the 4th of July, we arranged that we were going to be in Las Vegas. Her brother came from Chicago. My brother came from Holland with his girlfriend and a friend, and other school friend from Stephanie. We always were just going to meet in Vegas and have a party there, just, you know, hang out, And then secretly, Stephanie and myself, we stepped out. We got our paperwork together, and we got married in secret. Nobody knew, so it was just the two of us.
I think that's so romantic. Get married in Vegas.
It was a fun adventure, yes. And
so you kept it secret?
Yes. It was, it was like 2 years later that we decided from, hey, everybody was still thinking that we weren't married. And we said, hey, let's make it a real wedding, you know, with a real big wedding. And so we arranged the wedding. We invited lots of people, all the family and everyone. And what we did is for our wedding invitation, we copied our marriage certificate. So once everybody received the invitation, they immediately know that we actually were married already.
That sounds so like a movie. Maybe we'll see it in a Hallmark movie one of these days.
Time will tell. Yeah.
I just love that. I just love that. Well, I want to thank everybody for being here on the call. We're having a simulated radio show tonight, and I'm the guest host, and I'm interviewing Heis. And we've just heard a most romantic story about how he met and married the love of his life. So I wonder, Heis, could you tell us how you came to Wynn's work?
I want to take a few steps back. First off, I was back home. I was born and raised in a Christian family, and strict religious. My mom, she wore only at Sundays black clothing. Pants were not okay with women. Saturday night, she had to be home before midnight. You couldn't watch TV. All that kind of stuff. But, that didn't sound right to me at all. Our family, we were kind of like the outcast of the church. We were like pretty much ignoring that kind of stuff, those rules. And although my mom was very, you know, sad about it, she was very religious herself. And for myself, at younger age already, I know, you know, what they told me, how it was, that didn't sound right. That couldn't be true. To me, God did not exist. You know, you live, you die, it's over. So make the best of it. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until, it was in 2009 when Stephanie came home with a movie. She said, oh, you got to watch this. This is a movie. It's called The Secret. And probably, I think it's quite a popular movie, The Secret. It's about the law of attraction, and so, you know, I sit down for it, and wow, it was like a lot of known light workers, like, I don't know exactly who were in there, Abraham Hicks, that kind of style, and Neil Donald Walsh, bunch of those folks all just giving their opinion about the law of attraction, and that really rang true with me, that makes sense, you know, and then... And then I started going online, and then I looked in all kind of corners, if I could find anything that resonated with me, which one person, Eric Pepin, he also does great light work. I wrote his book. I got his book. It's called The Navigator by Eric Pepin, and that's a great story. But I kept searching, and then I found Message a Day, where I could sign up and receive every day an excerpt from a channeling. And yeah, that was just, man, I found, you know, that this is it, you know, for me. And then that's how I got involved. I started calling into the conference calls where, you know, there were only a few people there back then. It was like, you know, less than 10 people usually. And that, you know, once, lots of stuff, well, now it happened that Wynn was not in time there, and I just, you know, spoke up and welcomed the folks who called in, and that's how I got to do what I'm doing right now with the group.
Ah, I see. What was it in Massey Jadet that captured you? Was it the connection with the sources, or was there some concept that spoke to you?
Well, it was like the wisdom in the messages that they, so it was like this cannot be made up by a human here from planet Earth, you know. So then you start thinking, wow, this is such a wise information, and then I'm being told that this is being channeled, and then of course I looked into channels. I've you know, hundreds of channelers have passed in my view. I never heard of channeling before, but then you look into that, and of course there's a lot of it, you know, which is not sounding so right. But what I got from message today, the wisdom in it, and then it being channeled, and then all of a sudden, yeah, a complete new reality opened up for me that I thought, wow, yeah, there is wisdom out there, and they're even communicating with humans. So that got it going for me.
Yes, that's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us some of the things that have happened to you while you've been involved with this work?
Well, I feel so much. What shall I say? It's hard to describe. So much more surrounded by love. Surrounded by, not always, you know. Of course, you go through moments that you sink away. Of course, you know that you have to get out of debt. But lots of times, you know, or you're at the place that you say, hey, what the heck is going on? And then you think again, hey, I call them the Ra group and the Elohim group, and bang, all of a sudden I feel like, you know, uplifted, and I see the light, kind of, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do know what you mean. And it really is about the energy that is generated on the calls, and you certainly help generate that energy.
Well, thank you.
Hmm. So, would you say that that it's changed your life in any way?
Absolutely. I mean, right now I see all of a sudden, you know, instead of this life being all and nothing after, it's just the other way around. This life is just, you know, one of the little steps from many that we take, and. The real reality is in the non-physical, and you know, in a way I'm looking forward to move on, to get rid of this body and to be on the other side, although at the same time I'm saying I don't want to leave yet, because I have lots more things to complete over here, you know, at this time. So, but at least, you know, you're not afraid to die, because dying is just, you know, a transition. You move on.
I think that's one of the top concepts that is helpful, is that that this isn't all, and there are lots of things that that we can do to make life better here. Mm-hmm. Are there any concepts or techniques that you've found to be particularly helpful?
You and I did talk about one concept that I did some time ago when I listened to a radio interview. I can't remember her name. She was also a doctor, and she brought up some exercises. One of the exercises was to stand in front of the mirror, a big mirror, and keep your arms spread out wide, horizontal, and then imagine that that energy is flowing from your one hand to the other, straight through your heart, and also the other way, from the top of your head going down your spine, and then just feel the flow of that energy. And, you know, that's one thing. another thing that I remember, it happened only the first time I did it, when I think it's a great book, the Creator God of the Physical Universe Want to Talk to You, which is, you know, for free available on
Intelligent Infinity.
Yes, you can download it there, and now and then it is available in hard copies, which I bought a hard copy some time ago, and when I read one certain page, it was information regarding grace, which is a part of the Elohim. I remember that it states something like, oh, just, you know, close your eyes and we are here with you now and feel us, you know, being part of you, something like that. Don't quote me. But when I did that, I feel that like, oh, this burst of energy going through my body. And, you know, then you have no doubt from, wow, this is real, you know. So that was another instance. But just my prayers. Also, lots of times when I work, when I drive to work, I live higher up in the mountains and I go to the valley, to Chico. When I drive down, I think of the sources and I just, you know, feel pleasured by feeling them around me.
Maybe if we took your picture, you'd probably have pink around you.
I don't know, possibly.
We'll have to try that.
Yeah.
Would you tell us about Eddie's miracle?
Yes, certainly. That was once on a Cinder Grid healing call, you know, several years ago when back then, instead of having the healing list where people submit requests online, back then we had opened up the mics and one at a time people could do their request for healing or anything else that they wanted our sources to pay attention to. And I remember back then there was a person who just came in for the first time, I guess, who asked for his wart on his thumb to be removed. And then I thought, you know, it woke something up in me. I thought, hey, my son Eddie, he has warts all over his hands. And he had that for like half a year and a half or maybe 2 years already going on. So it was very much bothering him. He also, that was exactly the day before that call, it was the 1st of January. And I remember him telling me, I need to talk slow because I'm just kind of emotional remembering this, but...
Yes, it's okay.
I remember him saying, Papa, my number one wish for the new year is for my warts to be removed. And so the next day, that man, this is his request, and I think, man, I need to get Eddie over here. So I called Eddie. He said, hey, Eddie, as other people will do requests on the phone line, I said, is it okay if I ask our sources? He was not, you know, did not know much what I was doing with on the phone call, but said, can I ask for healing prayers for your warts on your hands to be removed? And he said, oh, sure, Papa. And so when I had my time to do a request, I asked for that. And the very next day, on Monday, I was at work, and Stephanie, she called me, my wife. She said, hey, I can't believe it. I see all of a sudden Eddie's warts are getting way less. And so I think that Eddie did talk to Steph, that I did that the day before, and that he noticed and that he showed Stephanie, I guess. But I was like, wow, you know, so for me there was no, for sure, no doubt, if there was any, that this was real. And
it was real.
It took another 2 weeks or so, and then there were no traces left on his hands.
Wow.
Warts,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
but then, you know, then you do have people who remain skeptical because, you know, I am not supported by my my beloved wife and beautiful children in the work I'm doing with you guys. They all think I'm kind of a nutcase from that perspective. And so when I told Steph later, Stephanie, from, hey, what do you think of this? You know, wasn't it like kind of an indication that what we're doing with the light work is working? No, she said, it was just coincidence. So, you know.
Well, I think we've all experienced that.
Yes, and you know what? But I want to add to that, Marilyn, is in the past I have noticed for myself. You know, when I had, you know, I've done tons of business ideas, like, you know, online things and going into sales. And when I read something and I jump on it, and you know, I feel like, okay, this is it. And then I try to talk to my wife, but this is it. We're gonna do this. And you know, but then you fail later on. So, and then I figured, you know what? I cannot do that. If I believe in something, I have to believe it. I have to make it work. Do not push it onto somebody else. And I've also noticed that in further readings, do not become a preacher. Just show what you do, but do not try to convince somebody else by talking.
Just live it.
Live it. Mm-hmm. Show it. Yes.
Yeah, and there's so much in the readings and in this material that helps us live it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's take just a couple minutes and let's open the phone lines. And if it's all right with you, Heis, we'll let some people ask some questions. Would that be okay?
Yes, questions to you, right?
To you.
Oh.
We'll work.
Right.
We'll work together. Okay.
I'm gonna open the phone lines, and if you have background noise, either try to avoid that, or I will mute your line. I can do that. Thank you so much.
All callers are unmuted.
Hi.
Okay.
Bonnie.
Can I say something?
Okay. Let's do one at a time. You want to start, Morgan?
Oh, yeah, I just want to say that this is exactly what we have all suspected. He is the sweetest, wonderful man, and we are so lucky to have him with us. And that's you, Heis, that we're talking about.
Thanks. Your time is up.
Yeah.
Okay, can I
your family will come around. They will see the joy that you bring
to yourself and everyone
around you. And I wish you nothing but love.
Thank you, Morgan. Who wants to be next? Okay.
Do I do?
Hey, is that John?
No. It's his brother.
Felipe.
Felipe.
Yeah,
okay.
Hey, how are you doing, my man? I just have one thing that just came to mind quickly. He who is convinced against his will is of the same opinion still.
Oh, hold on. Line over here. Say it again, please, Felipe.
It's a quote. He who is convinced against his will is of the same opinion still.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, right on.
A good one.
Living it is what I'll go with as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, who wants to be next? No more questions?
Bonnie?
Oh, Bonnie, okay.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, you offered up a beautiful invocation one day, and you said the term liquid love light, and I got the biggest rush when you said that, and I just got, it was as if it poured over me, the love light, and I just wanted you to know that, so I've been using that image in my mind when I call in the light for myself of liquid love light. That was very nice.
Great, I'm glad to hear that. Don't forget, it wasn't me. I only said the words, Bonnie.
Yes, I understand that.
But it's great when you can pick up the same thing as what I do from our dear friend Isis, with whom we have done many team shift calls. She came up with the blanket of love light surrounding Mother Earth, and that's another great concept I like to use. And
Oh, beautiful.
Great, great image. Okay, who would like to be next?
Hi, this is Patty.
Mom from Texas.
I heard Patty first. Yes, Patty.
I just wanted to say I understand what it's like. I grew up in a family that never understood me, and there'll be many people who will never understand you, but what matters is that you're drawn to the people that do get you, and you're part of the game. So
yes.
Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, Betty.
You're welcome. That's all I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Don from Texas?
Yes, thank you very much. I just wanted to make a comment that my life has been pretty much similar to what you have gone through. I have been an outcast in anything and everything that I have ever done. People just don't seem to understand that we're not all the same anyway, but then again, we have to accept one another as we are. And since I have been coming to these calls and reading Lynn's book, The Creator Gods Want to Talk to You, it has been a major change in my life. I see other people in, I guess you could say, a different perspective. And my treating of other people as a fellow human being, and I guess that's about the only thing that I've ever really changed in the way, is I greet people with a smile on my face and everything, and they return the favor. And it seems like there's more people in this world that are starting to accept things such as what we are, which are a little bit different, but then we are still all humans, and we all make mistakes. We just have to learn to live with them, to adapt to them, and keep our lives going. It's good to hear the story that you have gone through to becoming a citizen of this country and living in this country and everything now, and I congratulate you for making that decision and staying with it.
Thank you very much, Don.
Okay, who wants to be next? You have a question for Heis?
Yeah, it's John from Vegas. When did you say this happened, Heis? Do you know the exact year and month or day or when it happened? You know, you said your son's warts went away, and how long from the time that you asked him until the time that it completely went away? Could you give us the dates and time on that?
Well, yeah, you would have to look at the backtrack the calendars, because I remember that the January 1st was on the Saturday, and
the
then the Sunday after. That was probably, I think, 2011.
Okay.
And then the Sunday after, January the 2nd, I had the healing request, and it took 2 weeks, and then his warts were completely disappeared.
That's almost on the same level as Wynn's sister. Basically, hers was much more serious, and hers went, you know,
mm-hmm.
her physical problems went away, and that's two miracles, minor miracles, you could say, that happened here. But this is basically like another testimony that this is real.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, it really is. Thank you, John, for those questions. Has anybody had a miracle that they would like?
Don from Texas again, if you want to allow me to speak again.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't consider it a miracle, but I do have a feeling that something has been maintaining my health for me all of my life. I hardly ever get sick. The last time I was really sick was I think it was about 1972. It's, they were insisting everybody had to take a flu shot every year, you know, and all this kind of stuff, and I quit taking them in 1972. And I have not had the flu since. And I think the influence that I was getting from some of this spiritualist type conversations and things, and this was before I ever really started learning anything about the spirituality and the channeling and everything. But I had heard some people speaking about it, and I haven't been sick since then. I think that is rather strange. There's not many people that can claim that they have gone that long without being ill.
Well, that sounds like testimony for the energy on the calls, for sure. Does anybody else have any questions for Heif?
I have a so-called miracle.
Okay.
I kind of want to avoid that term miracles or magic. If we think about it, Yeshua said, when they said, give us miracles, he said, yes, oh, yeah, 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 this you shall do and more. So, but it, you know, not to minimize it or anything, but gosh, I had, in a matter of a year, from October 2014 to October 2015, I had six major life events happen, including the near death of my father, just major life events. And I've been on the calls all this time, mm-hmm. and I'm amazed, looking back on it, that I'm still standing, that I am, you know,
This
energy is just amazing, you know, and you people are amazing. You're just voices on the phone, but you're so much more than that. I feel your spirit.
Yes, thank you, Felipe. I think we all can feel each other. It's just really a beautiful thing. So, Heis, what kind of spiritual concepts do you think are the most important that you've gotten out of the work?
I'm going to mute the lines here first, okay?
Okay.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I do not clearly understand your question, Marilyn.
I was wondering what spiritual concepts you think that you've gotten out of the work or anywhere, really, are most important for spiritual growth.
I think the one quote what I got from the movie The Secret, I can't remember who said it. It was one of the light workers there who said, it's simple, three words, thoughts become things.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that to be so. And the more you live it, the more you recognize it. And another great concept, which is a very old and wise saying, is treat others the way you want to be treated. And you will, you know, accomplish exactly that. That is so true in everything, in any way. Just treat others the way you want to be treated, and it comes right back at you.
If we just use those two things and put mm-hmm. them into practice in our lives, imagine what the world would be like.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else that you could, wisdom you could impart to us?
Wisdom I can impart. You know, I one of the things is to, you know, we probably all have books laying around from light workers from regarding spirituality and stuff. It is good, I remember, from our sources saying that, yes, it does have an influence when you put his books next to your bed, like, you know, on your nightstand, as to where, you know, if you would, like, put, like, even if you're watching movies about violent things or you know, that it does have an influence on you. So, you know, surround yourself with the good stuff. Also, you know, a wellness pendant, quotes on the wall. It all counts. It all counts, and it can be very simply accomplished in many ways by you know, just looking for good quotes and hang them up, taking pictures from beautiful things. Surround yourself with the things that resonate with you in a positive way.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Well, I can say a commercial for the pen that comes with the pendants. It doesn't come with the pendants, but it's in the same vein as the pendants. I had some calcification around my thumb, and got one of the pins and focused it right at the place where my thumb hurt. And the doctor had said, oh, you'll need medicine and you'll need physical therapy for that. My thumb was clicking and painful when I moved it. But with just 3 or 4 days of focusing that pin, that healing pin, right on the joint, cleared it right up.
Yes, I guess they call it the wellness wand, right?
Yes, yes, the wellness wand. It looks like a pin.
Yes.
And it's not embarrassing to do it when you're out in public because it looks like a pin. You know, you can just
you know, I have a also an experience with that. First off, I do have that wellness wand with me every day in my pants. And I just have it sticking in my side pocket. It has a clip on it, like a pen, a clip on the outside. Just as, you know, instead of, I'm not wearing the wellness wand. I have it next to my bedside. But once upon a time, a couple of years ago, I had the wellness wand with me. And then we were doing work at the school where the kids went to. And there was one grandma over there who knew I was doing, you know, some sort of spiritual work. And she said, hey, she asked about healing. I said, well, you know, you want to try the wellness wand? And I had the wand with me. I said, she was hurting somewhere, I guess, in the chest or something. And I believe I did, but I did, like, clockwise make 21 circles there, slowly. And a week later, I heard from my wife, oh, she says you're totally healed, and she immediately bought three of those wellness wands online.
Wow.
So I was happy to hear that.
Yes, yes. So if any of you want to connect with the wellness wand or the pendants or the ozonator little machine, go to intelligent-infinity.com and click on the link there. And it will take you to the explanations for those wonderful helps to your health. So that was our little commercial for the evening. But I wanted to tell you that we will be doing these fourth Monday calls with various guests and various topics. And the next one will be in February, the fourth Monday in February. And I would like to do near-death experiences. So if there's anyone that is willing to tell about their near-death experience, I would love to hear from you. And you can contact me at MarilynEching@yahoo.com. And that's MarilynEching. All little letters, all one word, at yahoo.com. And I'll connect with you. If I could hear from you before around February the 10th, so we can get the program together, I would really appreciate it.
Marilyn?
Yes.
Can I ask Heise a little question while we have him still on the line?
Certainly.
He has a beautiful accent, as we know. However, there was something he said earlier, and I didn't get the last word of the phrase. It was, God is what?
No, it is. I think that when you're talking about is thoughts become things.
No, it was the other one. With God, I thought you said God is perfect or good or wonderful or what? I don't know.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm a school rat.
The two things he mentioned were,
yes,
treat others the way you would want to be treated.
Uh-huh.
And then thoughts are things.
Thoughts
become things. Thoughts become things.
Oh, I thought he said something about God. Okay, so your accent is thicker, a little thicker than I thought, but that's what I thought. It was just three words, but that's fine.
The three words were thoughts are things.
Uh-huh.
Become things. Thoughts become things.
Yes, they do. Yes.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They're real.
Yeah.
They're real.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay. All right, so as we, please.
Marilyn.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, as you were talking about near-death experience, then I realized, hey, you know what, I didn't tell you. I once upon a time, I almost died as well, so I guess I had a near-death experience.
Oh,
well,
I guess.
It was a bad accident with a motorcycle. It was back in Holland when I was 18. I had my helmet on, but I didn't have the clip on. And then I hit with a motorcycle the tree, and my helmet flew off before I hit the tree. So I had quite some damage to my head, also brain damage. And so I was of course I don't remember anything. I was in a coma, but I barely made it initially, so I guess I experienced that too.
I guess. You don't have any recall during that time?
And that also has changed my life. I became I do realize that I became a different person through that experience.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the bad things can have gifts as well as the good things, I think. Mm. So one of the things that has been mentioned this evening, being thankful for Heise, for the way that he calls in the light. And so to end our program this evening, I'm going to ask Heise to call in the light for us.
Yes, okay. So I will call in the light, and then I put some planetary issues in the love light, whereafter I close it again, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay.
All right. So I do this frequently at our team shift sessions with our my dear friends from team shift. So as we are comfortably seated, let go of anything outside of us. Just be here in this now, and we ask our dear Mother, Father God, the one infinite source of all creation, for the presence of the love and light to surround and protect each person here, and for any negativity to be taken to the highest realms of love and light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We now see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, moving through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the other energy fields of planet Earth, radiating through our bodies and anchoring into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us who are present in this moment while we maintain the sovereign integrity of our individual souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, which provide service to others, and which honor the law of one, to join with us and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And I want to start here in this beautiful space with thanking the one infinite source of all creation, our dear Mother, Father, God, for all that is, for having us created in your own likeness, for giving us this opportunity to experience in this life. Much appreciation, much gratitude, and also to our dear sources from the Ra group and the Elohim group. It's such a great pleasure, such a great blessing to be working so closely with you. Thank you for this connection. Thank you for working with us and through us. Much love, much gratitude to each one of you, and also the many other sources that are operating from the other side of the veil in support of all that is over here. I thank you very much. Next, I want to say thank you to our dear host, planet Earth. You are alive. You are conscious. We thank you. We love you. Here in this now, we give you a big energetic hug of love, of support, of appreciation. And then further, I want to envision this beautiful, radiant, liquid love light forming as a cloud, completely surrounding Mother Earth like a blanket, penetrating Mother Earth with love light particles, providing her stability and strength, wellness, health, joy, courage, protection, just anything which she desires for the highest good of all. And I see this love light surrounding humanity as a whole, uplifting each individual, surrounding each person's heart, providing the spark of knowing, of remembering, of connecting. I see a lot of love light surrounding the world leaders, those who are making decisions for many others. I see them recognizing the love within their own hearts and making decisions based on that love for the highest good of all. I see the whales and the dolphins surrounded by this love light. I see our food supplies, our water supplies, our oxygen levels, and our energy resources, all those important things that are surrounded and protected and supported by this love light. And I see those things I mentioned being available abundantly for everyone and for everything worldwide. I see all the light workers worldwide surrounded by this love light. I see especially our dear friends Wynn and Terry Brown and Uncle Terry, Ariel, Fred Brooks, at Spina, all those that work with us as a group, Dr. Art, Dr. Katrina Rosenblatt, Trina Brunk, and the many others that are in one way or another connected with us and working with us. And I see all of us being surrounded by this lots of love light. I see the work we are provided, we are providing, being supported by lots of love light and supported. I see Wynn, his project, becoming recognized by the masses as to where many people will join in and uplift our circumstances by putting stuff into the love light as we do our light work as a group. I see world peace surrounded by lots of love light. I see peace on all levels between countries, within families. Peace and unconditional love. I envision peaceful societies, service to others. I see that being the common way of life. I see harmony, awareness, well-being, health, wisdom, prosperity, joy. Again, world peace. I see all those things surrounded by lots of love light. I see us here tonight, here in this now, on this call, surrounded by lots of love light. Our daily lives, our homes, our surroundings, family members, co-workers, friends, neighbors, interactions we have with people during our daily lives, the roads we travel on, the vehicles we travel with, our thoughts, anything we see, touch, smell, eat, all of it, I see it surrounded by lots of love light. And I see lots of love light radiating through us and from us 24/7. I see this love light anchoring wherever possible while honoring free will and the highest good of all concerned.
I'm on the phone.
I thank you all very much, yes. So this was the end of my requests, and I want to hold on here for a minute to ground the energies before I say the closing words. And then now, here in this love and light of the one infinite creator, we now close tonight's sacred session. We draw the love light energy back to ourselves, into our hearts. We send love and gratitude to those positive beings on the other side of the veil that join us frequently in those sessions. We ask for blessings for those attending these light worker calls with help and assistance for all those things that are being put into the love light, where we always keep in mind the principles of for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. We are glad to be your service, and we thank you, thank you, thank you. That was what I had to do for my prayer.
Thank you, Heist. That was so beautiful.
All right.
So we have just a couple minutes. How about if we unmute everybody and we can just say hello to each other and much love.
All callers are unmuted.
Heist, that was the most beautiful, beautiful prayer. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Heist.
You're all very welcome.
Thank you, Heist.
Hi, from Maryland.
Thank you, Maryland.
Hey, guess what?
Thank you.
This is Wynn, and I'm retiring.
No.
They said that you can't retire, Wynn.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. Thank you all very much. Much love.
Thank you.
Much love to all.
Much love. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for being here and for being a part of our new program, Fourth Monday. Wynn, would you like to say something?
Hey, I'm retired. I'll see you later.
Not allowed to retire, Wynn.
Marilyn, I enjoyed
Marilyn,
it very
job.
Much.
You did a good job.
Thank you, and good night.
Part of your group. Bye.
Yep, to happen.
Thank you all. Good night.
Good night. The girl, she's all alone. She wants somebody to take her home. But all the boys just pass her by. They see the loneliness in her eyes. 'Cause everybody loves you when everybody loves you. Everybody wants you when everybody wants you. Everybody needs you when everybody needs you, but nobody does when nobody does. See the girl, she's with her man, walking down the street, they're walking hand in hand, and all the boys just turn their